Hey, folks. This is Buddy the Rat coming at you with another chapter. After all that sex, it would make sense that I get to spend a little time learning more about my new girlfriend, right? Well, let's get right into it. This is Chapter 6, Bisexuality in Providence. What is sex good for? That is a question. What is sex for? That is a separate question. The moral teacher will say that sex is ultimately for creating life. That is a moral argument that is also somewhat backed by science. I can imagine a world where sex was a purely pleasureless activity between two adults. I see them idly watching a movie or eating dinner when a random thought strikes one of the two. Maybe we should have a child or something. And upon agreeing to this decision, they proceed to the appropriate room and commence with a completely benign exchange of fluid, which will inevitably produce the results desired. But I was not born into a world like that. Oh no. If anything touches my penis, I'm probably going to like it. Of course, I could probably list out a few exceptions to that rule, but it's not like I plan on fucking a cactus in the near future. No, sex will always come with pleasure, and there's no way around it. And best of all, it doesn't have to have anything to do with producing children if you don't want it to. Whereas I have always enjoyed having relations with the opposite sex, I have come to find I tend to lean towards males because I have more in common with them. And it isn't just sexual organs. Although I should absolutely point that out as a valid reason. If I talk to another guy about porn and the way we masturbate, he is going to be right there with me. We can even talk and laugh about the different ways we've done it, and so forth. But as much as some people don't want to hear it, some guys are just guys. They may be gay or bisexual in nature, but they are still dudes with dicks who had to grow up that way. Women tend to be a softer, squishier sort of beast, and that isn't anything I've been able to relate to up to this point. I know there are exceptions in all cases, but almost every guy I have ever met has felt like a guy to me, and most every woman has felt like a woman. And just to be clear, I like them both for different reasons. Gayness for me tends to be me trying to turn things inward and into things I am familiar with. When I am with a guy, I feel like I can relax and just be myself. When I am with a woman, I get nervous and can sometimes lock up entirely. That actually happened with Camilla. If you recall, I did fully lock up upon meeting her, which is why she ended up doing most of the talking. It's just that my nervousness turned into adoration as the minutes ticked by. I got very comfortable by the end of it, and then sex was pretty damn easy. It is unusual for me to feel so comfortable around any woman, especially before and after sex. Usually there is an awkwardness that happens afterwards, and I begin looking for an excuse to get out of there. I just don't want to upset them. With most guys, I can just say I'm leaving, and they don't really care. Although some of the femmier A's can be a bit clingy. There are exceptions for all cases. In many ways, Camilla is a sort of exception to the rule. I had no real interest in leaving her when we were done. She seemed perfectly fine if I wanted to stay or go. Weirdly enough, we just sort of started talking afterwards. I did not, however, feel like I was with one of the guys. She was very much female, and I was really happy that she was. It made everything feel special. And maybe it actually was. Now, I had no real interest in a monogamous relationship, and I especially had no desire to get married to anyone. I felt that way my whole life, too. Marriage to me was for suckers who wanted to be in debt. I guess some people have made it work, but I always saw relationships as a way to obtain closeness and pleasure without any of those annoying strings. I asked her about marriage just to get her opinion on the matter. She took out her phone and idly played with it as she answered, "I don't know. I've sometimes thought about it. I think if I really met a handsome bat or something, but I don't actually meet a lot of people that really seem to spark it for me."
"Not me, right?" I tried not to sound desperate, because I wasn't.
"Oh, no. Although I do really like you. You're sweet. And I'm also curious about your sex life a little."
"She was what?"
"I got the idea that you probably have sex with a lot of people.
I tried to ask you about it at the coffee shop, but I think we got distracted or something.
She was right. We really kind of did. I cleared my throat and attempted to be as honest as I could. I do. I'm pretty active on a bunch of different dating and hookup apps.
How often do you meet with people?
I'm pretty sure I was blushing. But at the same time, I was really enjoying being able to open up to a woman like this. Not as much as I like, but I try to get up with as many guys and girls as I can.
Mostly guys, though?
Yeah. Now she was blushing, which looks amazing with pink fur. She was almost turning purple. I love purple.
I think that's kind of hot.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really cool that you're so open to stuff. And that you've been so nice with me. I almost thought you were gonna leave when we finished. You didn't have to stay.
I didn't want to leave. I was starting to get kind of horny again, but I was putting it aside since I was enjoying the conversation so much. Camilla looked at me and said,
"That's so nice of you. Are you staying the night and everything?"
"Sure, why not? I don't have work tomorrow. We can hang out and stuff." Hornier. Camilla looked back at her phone.
"Okay, sure. Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that."
I stare at her. It was so late. It was going to be morning eventually. After some silence, she looked at me again and asked,
"Did you want to have more sex?"
I crawled on top of her like a gremlin in heat. "Oh, God, yes, thank you." She laughed, accidentally dropping her phone. This was the last one that night, I swear. Oh, that's right. We kept fucking. But that's all I have for you this time. Stay tuned for the next chapter if you want to hear more. This has been Buddy the Rat, wishing you some horny dreams tonight. So long!